It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
My girl, my mom, Taylor Swift, ended her record contract with longtime Home Big Machine after it expired earlier this month, and now she announced her new label home with Universal Music Group's Republic Records. The deal marks the first time the singer has switched labels in 13 years. Get it? 13.
I don't get it.
That's her number. She has everything in 13.
Interesting. I thought you were going to talk about how Katy Perry made more money than her last year.
Barely, by like $2 million. The deal marks the first time, like I said, that so she switched labels in 13 years. She has released now all of her 6 albums through Big Machine that she's made so far. Big Machine will retain ownership rights to her first 6 albums, but her new contract will allow her to own all of her masters going forward. She has also requested that Republic and Universal Music Group share any possible sales of their shares in Spotify with all of their artists. She said, "I ask that any sale of their Spotify shares result in a distribution of money to their artists, non-recoupable. They have generously agreed to this at what they believe will be much better terms than paid out previously by other major labels." I don't really understand all that. I know it's good, but
yeah, there's still kind of like it's new territory, yeah, as far as the streaming sales and things online. And a lot of times they're saying the artists and the different people are not getting that much money out of it.
Well, we were excited last night, and you might be too, after being introduced to him through Dancing with the Stars. But a fellow radio friend, Bobby Bones, is who won the Mirrorball Trophy last night in season 27 of Dancing with the Stars. Bobby won entirely based on fan votes. He was not the best dancer.
Definitely not the best dancer.
Fans loved him. He came out. He was, you know, when we do morning radio, he's a morning radio show in another city, and doing morning radio, you have to wake up at like 3 a.m. And so he was going, practicing, you know, his dance routines all day long, being out till like midnight, 1 a.m. filming the show, then doing a red eye, flying all the way back to where he lives, and then doing his morning show. I mean, he was literally working on like 1 hour of sleep, which is pretty incredible. So we're super happy for him and proud of him. His partner was Sharna Burgess. I don't know how to say Sharna's last name, but super exciting. Snoop Dogg got his own star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame on Monday. He was joined by Dr. Dre, Jimmy Kimmel, and record producer Quincy Jones for the ceremony in Hollywood. He thanked his family for being his backbone, as well as Warren G, Dr. Dre, and Quincy Jones. And Dolly Parton says that she and her husband were very excited to have dinner with Jennifer Aniston and meet her dog, Dolly Parton.
What?
She asked if I would come up to her house, and I was so excited to do that because I just love her to death, and my husband loves her dearly, so he was more excited than I was about Jennifer Aniston, you know, being involved with her in any way. So we went up there, and she has a dog named Dolly Parton, and so I got a chance to meet Dolly, her dog up there, another blonde, so that was very sweet.
I just love the idea that Jennifer Aniston and Dolly Parton are friends. I never would have guessed that in a million years, and I'm living for it. That's the garbage.
Oh, thank you. All right. Yeah. Boom, 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 boom. That's the garbage. You can check it all out at joeandalexshow.com.